Well, Rory, your first year anniversary has approached. What a way to celebrate it.
Aye, nice. Delighted. It's a really emphatic one. I thought our first half performance, how clinical we were at the top end, and how many chances we created. It's a huge credit to the players and how we approached and attacked the game. And aye, 1 year in charge, I've loved every minute. Staff, players, board, people behind the scenes have all been brilliant to work with, and I'm hugely privileged to be in the job that I'm in. And I don't take it for granted, and I've got really good people around me here. In particular, Alan Reynolds has been a fantastic addition, and very lucky to have someone like that on my side. And delighted. It's been a really good year, and hope there's many more to come.
Well, talking about the game, we were talking after the Drogheda game on Monday night, and you asked the team to be more clinical. Well, they've absolutely responded to that request.
Aye, we needed to be more ruthless, and we were. We attacked the game in a brilliant manner. I thought all our creativity shone through. Our midfield three and front three were exceptional on the night. I know we didn't have that much defending to do, but our attacking players and how we went about our business was really, really good.
Well, we could talk about the first three goals, Rory, because not only were the finishes clinical and of the highest calibre, but the assists, including Brian Maher, I mean, it just went right throughout the team. I mean, the message went out to be clinical, and as you said, they're absolutely ruthless.
Brilliant. Some brilliant individual passes and some really good play and ruthless finishes. So, no, we're delighted. We wanted to, as I said, we wanted to really attack the game and play on the front foot and get the crowd right behind us. And special mention to the crowd as well, that I think I can only speak from when I've been here. They've been fantastic, and long may that continue.
Well, it's 1991 since Derry scored seven here at the Brandywell, so I mean, it shows you that it's very difficult to get them type of high scores in the league the way all the teams play nowadays. So again, it's another strong message from Derry.
Aye, of course, and I suppose one player who's probably frustrated that he wasn't on the score sheet would have been Matty Smith, but it's his first 90 minutes. Which is great. He's getting better and fitter and stronger and sharper, so the goals have come for him. So we're delighted that Matty's got 90 minutes under his belt, and I'm rambling on here, but no, it's a huge 3 points for us.
But when you're five up at half time, you have the luxury, you can afford to withdraw players and rest them and get your talented youth team players on, like Dahi McKenna and Jared Story. Come on, it's good to see them getting game time.
Aye, really good. You could see Dahi at full time. He's a proud Derry man, very passionate Derry man, and a Derry fan, so it's a proud moment for him and his family. He just turned 17, so hopefully there's if he keeps going, hopefully there's a lot more appearances to come for him.